Michael, good to see you.
All right.
How about opening up in Cincinnati? How strange is that?
Well, it is what it is. It's a baseball game, and we're, you know, we're ready for it. It's, you know, being interleague obviously has, you know, different lineups and some different strategies, but it's a baseball game, and we know what we have to do. We're gonna face a good team. They have a good pitching staff and some guys that can drive the ball, and we're going to have to play well.
How do you grade your staff from the spring right now?
Well, I think through most of spring training, it was really struggling at maybe a D-minus. We were really struggling with a lot of things, but I think especially the last week or 10 days of spring, particularly in our rotation, some guys are starting to throw the ball the way they can. They're getting stretched out, getting their stamina, and have looked good. In particular, our bullpen, probably the last week, some things have come together that are very important to us. And if we, if we can get that consistency to hold leads the way we feel we can, it's going to be really important to our team. And I think we're going to be there in our pen.
Closing situation, where you want it to be as much as possible right now?
Well, Ernie Ferrari's had a couple great outings, and Scott Downs had a couple good outings. So. You combine with Kevin Jepson, who's coming along, and Sean Burnett. And, hopefully at some point early in the season you add a Ryan Madsen to the mix. I think your depth is going to be there. It's going to show up, and we'll see how it goes.
Always talk about expectations. And you want to have high expectations, don't you?
Well, we do. We have every year. So our expectations haven't grown or gotten any higher because of some of the star power that's come over here in the last year or two. We're excited about this team, maybe not quite for the same reasons that I think the media and the questions the media has asked or the fans. Obviously, with Josh Hamilton coming over, combining with Mike and Albert, you have a terrific core of your lineup. But I think the potential depth in our bullpen is what I know we're really excited about as a staff, because if we had done a little better job of holding leads last year, we're reaching our goal, and that's critical in any club, and particularly ours.
How do you grade Weeds going into the season?
The last couple outings have been terrific, so he's ready. Jared had a couple bumps in the road early, and you'd rather have a pitcher have the bumps in the road early to where when they're getting stretched down and get to a certain point, you want them to be throwing well enough to get to that certain point of a game. And Jared will be ready.
Is there anything specific that stands out from the spring that's like, wow, that's better than I thought?
I think the offensive chemistry is what we had anticipated. We're seeing the way our guys have been running the bases, the way the situational hitting has come along with the ability to drive the ball. I won't say anything our pitching side wowed us, but we certainly see the potential for that to come together and be a big part of our team and big part of what we need.
So are you where you expect to be at this stage, do you think, going in?
I think as far as where the players are and how they're performing, lots come together in the last week, and we're ready to go.
You got a chance to walk around easy things they've done here, or just been sequestered down?
I've just seen our side down. We have a new batting cage under here and a new training room that's almost ready. But, I think it's terrific. It's going to be nice when it's finished. I have any wet paint on my back?
Oh, you're good.
I was leaning on some stuff there. But it's...
We did everything by visiting clubhouse.
I think they're going to get around to some things, I think, eventually. But just the fact of having a functional batting cage down there is important to us and important to getting ready for a game and important for guys who are going to go to pinch hit to start to get loose and get ready. So that's really all we need. Everything else is fine, and when they get around to it, they get around to it. But it's going to be nice when it's finished.
Are you curious to see their new clubhouse at all? Because it's supposed to be the Taj Mahal right now.
Well, I'm sure it's nice, but I'm not in any hurry to go over to see theirs. I think we're good on this side, and we'll... I don't know if an opposing manager is really welcome on the other side.
I'm just saying from a standpoint that you live there.
It's changed a couple times, I think.
Yeah,
since
true.
I was there the last time I was in that clubhouse. I was coaching in 1998, and I think a lot of things have changed since then, and probably a couple times. So it's not the old clubhouse of the 50s, 60s, and 70s with the Dodgers.
That's a good thing, too.
It was always nice when we were there. Right. I mean, it was always nice and functional, but times obviously change, and so I think everything gets a makeover once in a while.
When you were playing, were any of them these big fancy palaces, or league-wide, it was all like it was
here? Nothing. It was like, you know, you had a training room, you had, a locker, maybe you shared a batting cage with the other team, and you played baseball. That was it. Which is, I'm not saying it's necessarily better, but it was different.
At least you don't have to walk across the field anywhere like in San Francisco.
That was a mess.
Just got to stay away from Tommy as you're walking.
We've all had our moments there, walking across.
How do you see the first week as far as rotation, all that, with the off day in between and then the back to Texas?
Well, some will hinge on how Tommy Hansen comes out of a start tomorrow. He had been slowed a little bit. He had a little sore arm in probably about two starts ago, but he's over that now. He threw a good camp game where he got through six innings. We'll see how he comes out of his start tomorrow. And what we're projecting, if he comes out fine, is really just to go with Jared Weaver, then we'll have an off day, then C.J. Wilson, Joe Blanton, Jason Vargas, and then Tommy Hansen and Jared Weaver next weekend in Texas. So we'll just line them up and get them all out there and give everybody the off day to kind of take the extra day rest.
You like going into Texas early in the season and meeting somebody you got to have to beat anyway?
Well, you know, the thing about the schedule is I don't think it serves any purpose to look when you go into a place or when a team plays you. That schedule's a bear, and every game is going to be a tough game. Every night's going to bring a new challenge, and whether you're playing, we're playing Cincinnati opening up and going to Texas, or we're playing in Anaheim, it's just the nature of the schedule.
It's nice it won't be 105 degrees in any place when you're there, though, right?
We might take 105 from what we hear. It might be in Cincinnati.
Yes, that's true.
What do you hear?
We're going down to 24 one of the nights, yeah.
Beautiful day.
Mike, what are your impressions of him? I used to see him all the time when he was with the Texas Rangers. I mean, Josh Hamilton around all the time.
Well, I think you get a chance to not only see his talent firsthand, but you see his work habit and his ethics, and I mean the way this guy just has a passion for playing this game and playing it well, and I think that's what you see about Josh. He pays attention to whether it's base running, whether it's defensive aspects of playing right field and switching to really a new position that he's played in the last couple of years. He studies hitters. He's all about just being a good ball player, and that's something you notice when you see him every day.
I was just talking to Mark Trumbull about the expectations, but how important it is to have fun throughout that, and things will fall into place. How much do you spell that out to the guys at all?
Well, you know, the thing about baseball is you can be relaxed, joke around, you can have fun, you can just keep it loose. But the real fun of this game is winning, and that's what it comes down to. We're in a profession, and at the level that we get an opportunity to play or coach or manage, the bottom line is winning, and that's what brings the fun, and that's what you hope to keep moving towards.
Are you feeling any extra pressure at all from the start this year?
I think everybody's trying to get off to a good start. You know, we don't start out in April saying, "Oh, ho hum," and all of a sudden you're 8-20 and you go, well, we better start playing. You want to win that first game. You want to win all 162. That's the way you go about it. So a good start obviously helps any club, but we've come from tough starts in one World Series. We've come from tough starts and gotten into the ALCS, and we've gotten off some good starts and haven't quite finished it off. So you want to get your team out there, and you want to play consistent baseball from game one to 162, and hopefully you'll get the wins along the way that you need.
Do anything fun during the off season at all?
Well, do a lot of fun things, but I don't think anything out. Didn't go on any safaris or anything. You know,
nothing that special.
No.
You work on your golf game at all?
I have no golf game to work on. It's brutal.
So. Not even for your own tournament, huh?
Yeah, I putt a little bit, but it was. My golf game is going to take more than one off season to fix. It might take three or four lifetimes.
It's So you're not getting ready for the Masters next week? And
oh, I'll be watching it. I'm not going to be playing it.
So give me one question that us idiot media types haven't asked you yet that you're waiting to be asked.
No, we pretty much peeled the paint off of this thing. Believe me, from the seemed like 150 days of spring training until yes. now. So there's not much more to look at. It's you know, I think the way our team performs will either bring some answers or bring some more questions, and we'll see where we're going.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.